Fela Alwan is the president of the Independent Federation of Workers' Councils and Trade Unions in Iraq, and a member of the Worker Communist Party of Iraq, one of the political parties that is operating outside of the framework set up by the Interim Governing Council and the Coalition Provisional Authority. I went to meet Fela at the Worker Communist Party offices to ask him about worker struggles in occupied Iraq and about the ways in which reconstruction, contracted to U.S. corporations like Halliburton and Bechtel and subcontracted out to other foreign companies, is affecting workers. I also wanted to know how people internationally could support Iraqi workers as they fight for their rights. Fela began by describing what he sees as the biggest problem facing workers in occupied Iraq right now.
The last war have ruined all the base of the civil society, so that millions of workers have lost their jobs. Now in Iraq, as the Ministry of Work said, he said that there are 12 million of unemployed or jobless in Iraq. This is a huge number of unemployed prevent the workers from climb to achievement their condition and to achievement their way to rise to climb to rise their way their wages, because there are a huge number of jobless or the unemployed. This issue, I think that this is not a local issue. This problem of Iraqi worker, a global problem, a world problem, because the American administration need to create a new a new world system in Iraq. That is the new world system in Iraq have ruined the civil society in Iraq. I agree with you that the war have cancel the regime of Saddam, but the occupation have happened. Yeah, but the occupation make the condition of life too bad. Really, now there is no fascism, there is no bath, there is no killing a political protesters. But there is occupation. There is terrorist groups. There is a nonsense. There is a lot. There is a number of innocent killed every day. The workers facing really obstacles to create them. To create them unions or to create them organization, their bad condition of life make the parties interferes in their affairs, and the slogans of governing council in the same way of on all the tradition of Ba'ath, of fascist Ba'ath, because the governing council prevent workers from create the unions by themselves. The governing councils appointing the groups of the parties in the governing council to be the representative of the workers in Iraq without any elections from the workers themselves. This political behavior make the workers' issue followed by or run by the American political, the governing council political, that they the same political of occupation.
I asked about the effects that the unbridled foreign siphoning of reconstruction contracts was having on Iraqi workers.
Yeah. Sure, that when an American companies or the foreign companies enter Iraq, they maybe prepare new jobs for many unemployed, many Iraqi workers. But now, the huge establishments, prepare for dismissing a number of the workers, the old workers in Iraq. So that in now from the last war, a year ago, the number of new workers entered in the market of work. The young workers now searching for jobs. The number of jobless rised. And we consider a foreign investment create the workers to lose their jobs.
I asked Fallah to give specific examples of ways in which workers from different sectors are organizing in Iraq. He spoke about the ways in which workers have been contesting the new job classifications and pay scales for public sector workers put in place by the CPA through Order 30 instituted last September 2003.
Yeah. In the last month, the workers have demonstrated in more than a factory. They refused the new classification of jobs in the industry of textile and in the leather factory and in the oil in the oil company in the south in Basra and in Kirkuk and in the textile in Mosul and in the factory of clothes in Mosul.
Fallah went on to speak about the challenges that workers organizing independent unions in the present moment in Iraq must confront.
But till now, the workers, because of the 35 years of a fascist, they lose the confidence of the unions. But they now began to organize themselves again against the slogans and statements of governing council. The governing council and the reactionary movement prevent the workers from being a huge unit. Some of the religious parties try to prevent the workers from joining all the from joining our union because they behave as behave a religious behavior, so that they create an organization, private for the their sector, and the reactionary parties of Kurdish parties prevent the workers to join the Arabic workers and the other workers and try to make a union a nationalist trade union. That is make the Iraqi worker class too weak to facing the occupation together or as a as a one power. This is This is a result of the last war. To be some many groups, and many have militia after militia, many militias interferes in the issue of workers and then interferes in the some regions of Iraq, like Basra. Like Basra and like Karbala and some region that the shrines, whole shrines in it, and in the north of Iraq, in the Kurdistan, the Kurdish party and their militias, they prevent workers from create their unions.
I also asked what people in Montreal or elsewhere could do to support Iraqi workers struggling to build independent unions and keep their jobs.
The workers in Iraq must be supported by the workers in all the world. We calls for all the workers in the world to support the struggle of Iraqi workers against the new political that the new political of the governing council that run by the occupation the occupation administration of American. Yeah, the workers if they can organize themselves and be a big power and they unit their ranks, they can face the occupation by their forces without a terrorist without explosions, without a military behavior, by the big demonstration, by the civilian protest, by the sit-in protest, they can express their demand, refusing to occupation by this way. This is a big weapon in the hand of the workers when they be a unit. But that is, need a support of all the workers in the world. A worker class in Iraq is a part of the all workers class in the world.
You've been listening to a conversation with Falah Alwan, president of the Independent Federation of Workers' Councils and Trade Unions in Iraq. This is Andrea Schmidt speaking to you from occupied Baghdad for the Iraq Solidarity Project and Block the Empire.